Jim, James, Tim. What's his name? I wrote it down. Jeff.
Please welcome Jeffrey Lord.
Oh, this is for the Jeffrey Lord show?
Lord, really? I thought Jeffrey Lord was kind of like a real guy.
How are you supposed to be a strong, thrilling, powerful warrior and lover with a name like this? It is like a weak ejaculation. Jim.
The Lord is the gatekeeper of all music in Fort Worth.
Oh, Jeffrey.
If you don't love the Lord, you're effing F.
Like, really, is this the level that you sung to, Lord? So I'm done with Jeffrey Lord.
Hey, 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 Merry Christmas and welcome to the Funky Town Podcast. I am your host, Jeffrey Lord. All right, thank you very much. All right, calm down. Have a seat. We are back again at the Fuzzy Kazoo. It's almost Christmas time. We're doing our last episode before Christmas, and I thought of no one better to interview than Mr. Richard Keller, a.k.a. Itchy Richie himself. Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations having a show coming up Friday, December 23rd at the Southside Preservation Hall, and I am very excited to be there. I hope you're there too. It's going to be Daryl Sellers opening up at 5, and then Big Heaven at 6, Itchy Richie at 7, and the Traumatics at 8 o'clock. I'm really excited to be there. It's family or kid friendly, so I'm bringing the whole family, and we're going to have a good time. And so that's really the whole thing I wanted to tell you before the show starts, is to be there. We also talk about it in the interview, but I sit and talk with Richard Keller for almost an hour. And it was a good time. I like this dude. I like the band. I like the man. And so hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. I'm going to try to put out a Christmas episode of just music later on this week. So if you want to drive around and listen to a playlist, you won't hear me talking. It'll be just local music and Texas music, Christmas music. And then I'll see you after the New Year's. So we're going to kick off the show with Daryl Sellers, then Big Heaven, then Itchy Richie, then the interview, then we'll come back with the Traumatics, doing Whiskey Christmas and Question Beggar, and we'll close out with Garage Barrage, featuring Juma Spears, Dos Xmas Enna. So I will see you next year, peoples. Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Peace.
All the things I'd wished I'd had, now I've learned how to lose it all when I had nothing left.
is what funky do. Fort Worth's favorite podcast, the Funky Town Podcast.
Hello,
Itchy.
What's up, man?
Yes, Jeffrey Lord, how you doing?
Not too bad, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I still got a hangover from the, not a literal hangover, but like a Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards hangover.
And I listened to that podcast. I am sad that I missed it. I made the joke, as you heard from Doc Rock, we're on like a group chat for the show. And I made the joke because Daryl and I didn't go. I completely just forgot about it.
Oh, man.
And I had family stuff that night, so it ended up, I probably wouldn't have been able to go. But it was funny. I said, Daryl and I were like the kids that skipped prom to play D&D.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I haven't met him yet, Daryl.
Oh, dude, yeah. If you come to the show, you need to meet him. He's excellent.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite local artists.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and I say that before I got to know him as a person. I only knew his music, and I was in love with it. So
it's always cool that way whenever you find somebody local and you like their music, and then you get to meet them and actually be friendly with them and kind of become friends and do stuff. And, you know, I think that's cool.
It is. Well, and well, what's funny is, so how I met him was my wife went to high school with him. Oh. In Saginaw, and one of their mutual friends was playing drums for him. So my wife one night was, and my wife isn't, she's not big on going to shows, so it was kind of funny. She was just like, hey, you want to go see a show? Sharon's playing drums. And I was like, yeah, sure, well, let's go check it out.
Yeah.
And it was Daryl's band. It was back when it was Daryl Sellers and the Turners. And I remember standing there, I'm like, this dude is really, really good. And my wife's like, yeah, I know. And so I asked him afterwards, I was like, hey, if you need help booking shows, that was back when I was in WYSIWYGS. So I was booking shows for WYSIWYGS. I was like, if you need help booking shows, let me know. And so I booked shows for him for a while. He's a good dude.
That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, at first I thought maybe he was part of the Burning Sensation, but he's not part of your band.
No, he's not a Burning Sensation. That's Slim, Jeff Zero, and Coco.
Okay. So, yeah, so the main reason why I wanted to have you on, but I wanted to talk about other stuff, was you have a show coming up on December 23rd.
I do.
At the Southside Preservation Hall.
Yes.
Which I don't think I've ever been there.
So here's what's cool about that place. And this is what I'm gathering. They've done shows here and there in the past, but they've got new, it's a nonprofit. So I'm not sure they got a new board of directors or something like that. And so they're wanting to do a lot more live music.
Oh, cool.
And so that's how I got in. I was like, hey, can we do a show? And they're like, yeah, please. And it's because they're a nonprofit, you know, they can't have a bar and stuff, which is fine. They can contract that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, for local musicians, their overheads are so much lower that, you know, it's fairly reasonable to put together a show where everyone can get paid.
Oh,
including awesome. Them.
Yeah, oh, that's always good news.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it just because I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but I put together a pretty good lineup.
I think so. Like I said, I haven't...
My band, notwithstanding, like even without my band, it would be, that's a show I would go to.
Yeah, like I said, I really want to see Daryl, and then you have Big Heaven, which is one of my favorites, and then also the Traumatics, which is also one of my new favorites. I like Doc Rocks so much.
He's awesome. He came out. We played Port David's Pub a couple of weeks ago, and he came out to that because it was an open mic. So he played three songs. We were the featured artists, so we got a full set. And he's again just a really good dude, and his songs are great.
Mm-hmm.
I told him his stuff reminds me of the Smithereens, which is, did you ever listen to the Smithereens back in the day?
No, but it does remind me of like indie college rock, like whatever you would hear on 88.7 back in 89 or 90, 91, which I'm sure that's probably where it would be at.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what Smithereens is. Smithereens is basically like 80s goth Beatles.
Okay. I've heard the name. I just never listened to them.
Their big song was this song called Blood and Roses, and it's got one of the most iconic bass lines ever.
Yeah, I know that song. But they're British?
No, they're American. Oh, okay. They're from New Jersey.
Okay, I thought they were one of the British guys. Like isn't Catherine Wheel? Are they British?
I'm not familiar enough with them. I think they are.
Okay.
I think you're right.
But yeah, some of that guitar, British rock. But I guess that's a little different than the indie American rock.
Well, I mean, there's
a crossover there, yeah.
There's a lot of the Smithereens were heavily influenced by the Beatles, so that's why they have a lot of kind of pop hooks and just kind of old school like pop rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's good stuff. But yeah, when I first heard Traumatics, that's what I thought of. And I was like, man, that's awesome. So I'm excited that we got them on the show. I'm always excited to play with Mandy. We've played with her a couple of times.
And it's also your birthday?
And it's also my birthday. So, yes, I'll be aging ungracefully before everyone's eyes.
So how was it like growing up with your birthday being so close to Christmas?
You know what? My parents were pretty cool about it for the most part. I did have one of my dad's friends did pull the jerk move one year of like, here, Christmas, here's your Christmas present, here's your birthday present.
Right.
And the birthday present was the batteries to go to the Christmas present.
Oh, that's funny. I thought it was just one present, you know.
Oh, no, no. Like I said, I've been pretty lucky with that overall.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, actually, now that I'm an adult, the batteries were actually a great gift.
No, and they're not cheap.
Exactly. Like, now I get it. But as a kid, I felt ripped off.
Right.
I was like, what? Come on, dude. Now I'm like, okay, I get it. That was actually pretty solid.
Yeah, because he could have just gave you, here's your birthday and Christmas present and batteries not included.
Yep. And then I could have just sat there and stared at it. I think it was an RC car.
Nice.
Which, I don't feel like you see those as much anymore. My kids have a couple.
Yeah, see, my son has a couple.
It's just, I worked for Radio Shack for a while. Back when that was still a thing to do. And I guess I got so used to seeing them in stores, because in Radio Shack, that was the whole thing, was we had to have at least one out on display to play with at all times.
You know, there you could buy all the pieces and parts whenever you mess something up to replace it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I was walking the dog, and there was an RC car just on the sidewalk. I don't know, and it's like an industrial area, so there wasn't like a house. It was just on the sidewalk. I was like, oh, I wonder how that got here.
It's like when people leave a car behind, but it's much smaller and a lot less weird.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, almost more weird.
So I don't know if somebody just picked it up. I have no idea. Who knows?
Or maybe it got too far away and they didn't realize it and couldn't find it and gave up.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of, because usually by the time it loses signal, it's still in sight. But I don't know.
Yeah, because there are some houses around. It's a neat little area when you go up the road from a house and turn, it goes into this. It's kind of like a little industrial area, but there's a shop on one side, which I never knew what it was. It's a real long warehouse. And there was, when we first moved over here, there was always a trash can outside. And it was always filled with shoes. But I think there were single shoes. Like, you would see shoes just strewn about, or like people were going through them looking for, you know, cause some of them were nice shoes all the time.
But just one.
Yeah, but they were just, I don't know. I never seen a pair. You know, but I don't know if people were going through there. I also never stopped and dug through it, you know, but people would actually go through and dig through it, and you could just see all these shoes out on the ground around it, whatever. Then at some point, that it stopped being that, and it was some sort of place where they would work on cars, and they work on cars across the street. They got like a little auto shop, like a body shop, that, you know. The one that this one was in, I felt like it was like some sort of chop shop. I always just looked at it cross-eyed. I was like, I don't know about this place. Anyways, then it was nothing. Now, they've been going through, because I walked my dog by there, and they've been going through, and they've been like redoing it, gutting the insides, and on the corner now, they have chartoucherie, however you say that word.
Oh, charcuterie.
Charcuterie board place. It's a place you go in there, and you can buy them, I guess, for parties, or you can just sit there and have it with some wine and cheese or whatever. It's a cute little, you know, place. And the next door to that, they're going to have some kind of co-op, and then there's going to be like some sort of coffee shop. And I'm like, this is awesome. It's like a block up from my house, and like I said, it's in the middle of a neighborhood. Is everything around it is just homes, you know? But I'm like,
more of that. I wish there was more stuff like that. In my neighborhood, we have a strip mall. I'm up in North Fort Worth, and there's a little strip mall, and it's got a really good Indian place. It's really good. And then randomly a head shop, which is kind of weird, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, there's all the smoke shops now because of the vape and
yeah,
all that. Yeah,
It's weird to me because I remember, you know, when I was a kid, if you saw one, it was like a sketchy, shady place, and you're like, you weren't supposed to go near it.
Right.
And now they're like in shopping centers next to Target.
Uh-huh.
It's really strange.
It is strange.
We've got a cool little strip mall. It's got a little convenience store in it. And like the only problem for me is it's not walking distance from where I'm at, but like I would love to have a walking distance, like just a little. I would probably shop there all the time, just like a little bodega kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think it's good. I'm really excited about it. It's the first time that there's been something that's going to be in there that we could actually go to. I mean, you know, cause like I said, I never knew what they did before, but it was more industrial warehouse type things, nothing for the public, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, no, there's quite a few buildings that they're just kind of old and kind of shut down and stuff that, even like over kind of by Lola's, a lot of that stuff over there was just kind of, I don't know what was going on, but like they have a coffee shop over there now, and the smokestack place is over there, and Lola's over there. They got the Cindercade where you can play video games and drink cider. Oh. Cidercade, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
All that stuff is over there, and it didn't used to be there, and all up against it is just houses and the high school, you know. So it's cool that they're taking some of these industrial places that are kind of closed up and turning them into really cool spaces.
It is really cool. So the new Lola's is where the new Moon Bar was, right?
Yes, across the street from the Taco Bell.
Yes, okay. I haven't been there yet.
Okay, no, it's real cool. Yeah, and it's just...
I'm missing out.
It's not far from my house. I could walk to Lola's. I mean, it would be I would have no problem walking there. I wouldn't want to walk home just because after walking up there and then hanging out and everything, I'd be like, oh, I don't know, you know, but I could. I think it's probably maybe a mile maybe away.
Not bad.
No, and I'm not gonna walk, but I could if I was there and I got a little bit just too much and was like, I can't drive, I could walk home. Maybe not in a straight line, but I could walk home.
Hey, but it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there right,
and you do it safely.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of, did I go to it when it was the moon? I don't think so, because I think the pandemic happened before I got a chance to.
Yeah, I didn't go in there when it was anything else. It's been a restaurant. It's been a couple of different things.
I remember the old Moon Bar. I played there. Oh, man. I played there on my 21st birthday.
So is that the one that was up by... It's like by the aardvark, where the aardvark was?
Yes. It was like two or three doors down from the aardvark. And right next to Fuzzy's. Yeah. Right next to that Fuzzy's by TCU.
Yeah. See, and I think I played there a long time. But when I played there, it was the Dog Star. Or there was a Dog Star in that same little building. Do you remember the Dog Star?
I do not. See, I was back. That was back before I was Fort Worth folk. I was back when I was... living in, I think I was still in Forney.
Oh, wow. Okay. But yeah, I think the Dog Star might have turned to the moon.
Yeah. So the funny thing about the Moon Bar was that was my 21st birthday, and we played a show there. It was our first show with a new lead singer. And then my guitarist, he got there before me and got the, and I was excited because it was my, you know, it's my first time to be able to drink legally in public. And my guitarist, who was a little older than me, got there before us and drank the whole first pitcher that was for the band. I was like, dude, come on. You could have saved me one.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Was he like too wasted to play, or is he okay?
Oh, okay. No, he was fine.
He was fine. No, he's one of those guys.
I think it was like a pitcher of Bud Light, too. So
oh,
I think
yeah.
He might as well drink a pitcher of water with grass in it.
Funny.
Probably would have been just as effective.
Sure.
But it was good memories of down there.
Yeah.
No, and I played aardvark too.
I know. I played the aardvark a lot.
So wait, what band were you in?
Well, way back when, it was probably like 96 or 5, 6, 7, something like that. I was in a band called Wash.
Wash?
Yeah. We called ourselves Wash.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was after the Pearl Jam. There's a Pearl Jam song. It's a it's a B-side or something like that, you know. But like the first line is like, "Oh God, let it rain today. The city is so dirty, like my mind in ways." And it just goes on. It's like, wash my love," and it's like, "I'm like, this is so cool." I was like, "I'm gonna have a band. I'm gonna call it Wash," and like our first album is gonna be like in front of a laundromat, the cover or whatever, you know. Like we were gonna totally like have a lot of fun with the, you know, we were gonna be a clean band, wink wink, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
oh yeah,
and so yeah, and we played for a while. It wasn't bad, you know. I did the vocals and the and rhythm guitar. And so, but yeah, and then I went to Yellowstone and worked for a summer, and then when I came back, I just never quite got back into it. I would do like little open mic stuff and everything, but the band just kind of split up whenever we all kind of went. I went to Yellowstone and a couple of the guys came with me, but then after that I came home and they went on and worked at like other parks, you know. Dude, that's a whole lifestyle. It's very crazy. You can like work at Yellowstone for a summer and then go work at the Florida Everglades for the winter, and then go, you know, like all these different national parks and stuff. You can get jobs there, like seasonal jobs, and just that can be your life for a while.
That would have been really cool when I was younger. Wish I'd have. My grandfather was a park ranger, so you would think that I would have put that together, but I did not.
Yeah, no, they need to see, like I was a busboy at the Old Faithful Inn.
You that's know? Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would get up and I would bus tables at the Old Faithful Inn, and then when I wasn't working, we would go hiking and just goof off. And like I said, there's a whole huge staff, and they're all pretty young, and so it was a lot of partying, a lot of kids that are out of the house for the first time. It cost you like $9 for like a little thing of soap, but you could get like a big bottle of whiskey for like $3.
You know, man.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of partying going on, but yeah, they just continued on, you know, doing that kind of thing, which is cool. They did it for a couple of years. I think they might have worked at a ski lodge doing like the ski lift and things like that. We were all like 25.
Man.
Yeah. You know, so
to be young again.
I know, right? So, but yeah,
I said that, but I'm playing in a band in my late 30s. So I'm still acting like I'm young.
I know, for some reason it's like I just at some point I figured, I'm too old to do it anymore, you know. It's not really cool to be that guy who's 50 and losing his hair with the guitar and, you know, that kind of singing. But you know what, I see a lot of dudes that are badasses around town who are close to my age or my age who are, you know, who are doing it, you know. So I often think, yeah, maybe one day. I just don't know if I have it in me anymore. Oops.
Well, that's one of those things, like, you if you have it in you, you'll do it again. And that's like, that's the funny thing. So Slim Pickens, the guitarist for Burning Sensations, this is his first band ever.
Oh, really?
He's 41. Yeah, he just turned 41 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his first ever band. I dragged him into it.
Well, I think even Doc Rock is like his first band, isn't it? Or I mean, I think he's piddled before, but I don't think he's ever done anything like organized like this before.
He recorded demos and stuff back in the day, but yeah, I think this is his first that I know of. I don't know for sure. I'd have to ask him, but yeah, I think this is his first kind of put together full on thing.
So yeah. I still got my guitar. I could probably write some stuff, and I've done a couple of open mics here and there over the past couple of years just to do it or whatever. And it's always fun. I just don't know if I have it in me to do the whole band thing again. That's where
that's a new level of commitment. That's
yeah, the, yeah, because now you have a new family, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a family. Like that's the thing, is it's all of a sudden you're balancing. You know, I've got 3 kids and a wife, so I'm balancing 5 schedules and then 3 other schedules on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, I mean, I'm very fortunate and very lucky that, like, the guys in the Burning Sensations are all pretty flexible, and we all are, you know, pretty flexible. Everyone's doing their own thing, too, which is pretty cool. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's working on their own stuff, as well as us doing stuff together. But yeah, it can, you know, I'm lucky it's going as easily as it is. Cause I mean, even when I was single and in a band, it was like pulling teeth sometimes just to get a rehearsal together.
Sure. For sure.
I don't particularly miss that part of it.
No, that's why it is fun to be young. And, you know, if you can live together, live close to together, where all you have to do is just wake up and just rehearse and play, and, you know, that's the good times. But yeah, when you get to be older, now you have a job, you got bills, and you got all that stuff, plus you still want to do this other thing, you know.
Yeah, and that's when the time management piece comes in. You have to kind of learn how to be a good steward of your time.
I've been having fun just I think the podcast has been kind of scratching my itch, because it lets me be creative, you know, and still get to play with music and share music, even though it's not my music, but I'm still, you know, sharing it and talking about it and all that stuff. And I still get to be involved in stuff like the music awards and all that. So I think this scratches my itch for wanting to do anything. Cause when I really wanted to do something with music, it was when I wasn't doing the podcast.
Yeah.
When I started doing, and I started doing this again, I'm kind of like, yeah, it's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. But that also reminds me, I haven't had a chance to thank you for introducing me to Jigsaw Paul.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think he's great.
Here's what's amazing too. I didn't realize how much I had listened to it until I got my Spotify Wrapped, and he was my number three artist. And I was like, I've only been listening to him for like 2 months.
Yeah.
So that's pretty significant.
Now, sometimes I'll just kind of look on and I'll go on to Bandcamp, and it's like, I want to find something to play. And so I'll use the Fort Worth tag. And then sometimes when I'm doing that, I'll just kind of hit some of the different categories. And so I'll hit rap, and I'll kind of look through it, and I'll play some stuff. And if something catches me or whatever, and I just came across this album and was like, dude, this is awesome. And I was like, I'm going to play one of his songs. And so I played one of his songs, I think back towards the beginning of the year. And I don't know, I found somebody who I think might be him on Facebook, but I never reached out to him, because, you know, and said, hey, you know, I don't know why, but I'm like, I don't know if he wants to be known, you know. I mean, he wears a mask, you know, he doesn't put his name on there or anything. And so maybe he's one of those guys who's just like, wants to just kind of, so I just kind of left, you know, I kind of leave him alone, but I hope he knows that I play his songs.
I hope he, like, I want to see him play live. He can stay in the mask. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I want to see that energy.
He doesn't really post anything. He needs like a Twitter page or a Facebook page where he can show his shows. I don't think he's playing any shows.
I don't think he is either. And the only clue I have into the mystery of Jigsaw Paul is in one of his songs, he talks about making money at voice acting gigs. So that makes me think he's a voice actor.
Nah, he might be.
That's a big thing in North Texas. Because Funimation's over in Flower Mound.
Yeah, that's right.
But I've considered going on a deep dive and being like, who could be Jigsaw Paul? I know it's not Goku. I know Goku's not Jigsaw Paul.
Yes, I don't know if it's anybody that I know. I think it's just some random, I don't know. The only time, I can't remember if I found a video or where I found this information at, but the only time that I could find him playing live was he played at a wrestling match, I think in Richland Hills. You know, they have the wrestling matches over there. I think he played a show at a wrestling match, which it's obvious why he would do that, because the whole album is wrestling metaphors and all that stuff. So maybe if you get into wrestling, you might be able to find him.
That might be.
He might even be a wrestler.
That, you know what? It wouldn't shock me. I've got to get to the bottom of this, though. It's been bugging me. It's me. So I introduced Jigsaw Paul to Slim, because he rides with me to practice, and he's really into him now too. And we're both like, dude, we got to find this guy.
Dude, he's got some great some great lyrics. I like the way he rhymes. I think he's funny. What do you say? He says, my life is like smothered pork chops all gravy. I'm just like, that's the greatest.
That's a great line. One of my favorite lines also is on Thank You, Fuck You, Bye, where he says, your latest album's like LeBron, it flopped. Yeah. I was like, damn. The deep cut.
And he's also really nutty about redheads, isn't he? He keeps talking about redheads, redhead women.
He does. That's true.
I thought that was funny. He just kept talking. Which I like redheads. I'm like, dude, I'm with you, man. We're, you know, it's just he brought that up a lot in that album. I don't know about a lot, but more than once.
Yeah, well, and it's definitely a central theme of Turnbuckle Tales for sure. Speaking of that too, Slim and I are starting a podcast. Hopefully we're recording the pilot of it tomorrow. Doing a local music review. That's partially inspired by like you and Andrew Turner.
That's awesome.
That's part of the reason I'm excited about Jigsaw Paul, is I want to do an episode on him.
So are you going to do, did I hear that you were going to do one song, or are you going to do like the whole album?
So the way we're going to do it is we're going to review the album. We'll play maybe two songs from the actual album. We're trying to keep it at like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have the artist on, and if we have the artist on, probably half an hour. Just something real quick we can do. We haven't planned much out. We want to kind of see how the first one goes. We're going to record it. I don't know when or if it'll get released. The first album we're reviewing is Hindu Flying Machine by Mean Motor Scooter.
Okay. Awesome. I know that album.
Yeah, it's a great album. And we got the idea from a friend of ours named Sam Bass, who he's like a local podcaster / artist. He played our record release show. He's an interesting cat. He does all sorts of stuff. He does rap, but he plays like also kind of like 90s alt kind of stuff that he writes on his own. I mean, he writes his raps too. He's a character. But he's been doing an album review show called The 90s in 9 Minutes. And Slim did one of those, or two of them. And he was like, man, I have an idea for a podcast. Should we do a podcast? I was like, we'll see. And then we talked to Andrew Turner. Andrew Turner's like, yeah, please do. And use my studio. So we're like, cool. Okay, we'll try it out.
Right on. So, that's awesome.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I don't know. I doubt you know, but his name is Ian. He was in the band Garage Barrage.
Yeah.
And him and a buddy were doing, they haven't done one in a while, but it was called, and I couldn't believe that nobody already had this, but they called it CDs Nuts. CD apostrophe S, CDs, and then Nuts. And they would just talk, and they would talk about different albums or whatever, you know. And it was kind of, you know, it was about 30 minutes or whatever, but it was all big time mainstream type things. They would either break down like a certain artist or a certain album, or maybe even just a genre. And so that was the closest thing that I've listened to this like this. I like the idea of doing like the local albums or local song.
But because our thought of it was there's so much good stuff locally, like, and you know, if we wanted to just be super lazy, we could literally just go on Amplify 817 and just look up artists and go, okay, let's listen to all this and then review it.
Which you can do, but I would do that later. I would do all the ones that you love first.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Doing stuff we love and stuff from people we know. Like, I haven't talked to Joe yet, but like, we get Joe Tacky on for the Mean Motor Scooter one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Jaybirds a little bit. They've got new music coming out, so I was gonna wait till their new stuff came out and take a listen to it. Which I'm so glad that Honey Bee won the award for.
That's a great song.
They're really good, and they play in Keller all the time. I need to go see them.
I need to see them. I haven't seen them yet. I wanted to go see them when they just played at Lola's like this last weekend, but
Saturday night, yeah,
the Christmas stuff, man. We had to go to the in-laws, and we had fun, but we were put together gingerbread houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay, so I did it, and I was a good sport, and I was happy about it. But I really wanted to go to that show at Lola's.
There was a bunch of shows Saturday night. I feel like there were like five shows I wanted to be at. My friend Randy was doing a show. He's in a band called Raid.
Okay.
They're a band out of Dallas. I played bass for them one show when their bass player was out with COVID. And they were doing a live recording at O'Reilly's, and I missed it. I was a little bummed about that. But I also missed like four other shows too, including Jaybird. So like it was a weekend of not winning.
Yeah. It's the holidays.
It is. Yeah, that's what this time of year is so crazy. Like all my family's, like my wife's side of the family, there's like four birthdays in November. So we celebrate all their birthdays. Uh-huh. Then, you know, my birthday's near Christmas, and then just everything going on through Christmas and through the holidays. In fact, my wife gave me a little bit of shit for booking a show on my birthday. She was just like, really? Like, we're not busy enough? And I'm like, yeah, but it's my birthday and I wanted to play a show. And I did it early on purpose so that, you know.
Because you guys play at what, 8 o'clock? Oh, no, you guys. 8 o'clock is when Doc Rock.
That's when Doc Rock goes on.
Yeah, that's when the Traumatics play. But yeah, you guys play at 7.
Yes, we're playing at 7. So, yeah, I mean, the show, the doors are open at 4. Daryl goes on at 5. So, you know, we're keeping it pretty. That was the other kind of benefit of doing it at Southside Preservation Hall. They don't really have a format. They're not beholden to bar hours or anything. So we could kind of figure it out on our own.
Yeah, it's kind of like a private party.
Yeah, exactly. And on the Friday before Christmas, I figure if that's early enough, if there are other shows in town, those aren't starting till, you know, doors open at 8, first band's on at 9. You could easily go to our show, go see someone else right after if you wanted to, or if you wanted to go home and chill, or if you had to party with your family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You could still get that done.
You could still, you know, yeah. You can have your cake and eat it too.
Right, exactly. See? So before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about Christmas stuff. Do you have any, that's my first question, start over. For Christmas, do you have any plans between now and then of anything that you guys want to do? Like, do y'all go anywhere and look at Christmas lights or any big movies or musicals or plays or church things? Or like, do you do anything during this time with the family?
We'll go over to, what's it called? Over like in the North Christian Hills area, they have that one neighborhood where they all get together and decorate the houses. Castle something.
Okay. I don't know that one. I remember.
It's really cool.
Okay.
Last year, the year before, it may have been the year before because it was 2020. So I think there was a lot more people out because COVID.
Mm-hmm.
As the safe thing to do was to look at Christmas lights. There was like an hour and a half wait to get into the neighborhood.
Yeah. I've been at those before.
Yeah. We'll do that and drink hot chocolate. The normal routine around here is we do Christmas Eve over at my in-law's house. And then we do Christmas Day here at our house. And then we do kind of a snacky dinner over there. And then over here, we kind of do brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll make cinnamon rolls, and which reminds me, I need to get cinnamon rolls.
You gotta make cinnamon rolls.
Well, I use the ones from work because I sell cinnamon rolls.
Oh, okay.
But I sell cinnamon roll dough, so I just use the dough from work and make it.
Okay, so you're not going out and buying just a can of Pillsbury, pop it in the oven.
No, it's a little more highfalutin than that, but not much.
Okay.
Like it's a proof and bake kind of thing. Like I have to, there's some prep involved, but
so after y'all eat on Christmas morning, do y'all go over to your parents' house?
No, my mom comes over here.
Oh, okay.
makes it really easy. And then, you know, Christmas Day is actually, once the presents are opened, it's like free for all the rest of the day. That's, you know, several naps get taken, video games get played.
Yeah.
It's a nice day usually.
And you come to your house. Yeah, no, I do kind of the same thing. We'll go to my parents' house on Christmas Eve. They live in Weatherford. And then we'll wake up in the morning and open presents here. And probably eat something small, and then we'll end up going over to the in-laws' house and staying probably over there the rest of the day and having like a Christmas lunch and just kind of being there all day.
Yeah, that's kind of how we do it. And then my neighbor across the street, he's from Canada, and the tradition he started is, are you familiar with Caesars?
Like, no, I mean like Little Caesars.
No, Caesars are, it's like the Canadian version of a Bloody Mary. It's Clamato juice instead of tomato juice.
Oh, okay.
As the base. So he'll come over and make Caesars. So we, you know.
Oh, that's sweet.
Start the day off with Caesars and after the presents are opened. And yeah, it's just, I look forward to Christmas because it's always a nice relaxing day. The kids are all having fun. We all, you know, we're all just kind of enjoying each other's company and not stressing about stuff. And then, you know, take a nap when you feel like it. It's pretty cool. Pretty chill.
I don't know if they're doing it this year, but have you gone out to the, sometimes they'll do the, they did something at the Motor Speedway where you could drive around on the track, but they had lights.
No, I didn't know about that.
I think it was like last year. I wonder if they did it, if they're doing it again, but they've done it before. Maybe it was during COVID for that reason. But yeah, you could drive up there, then drive inside and actually get on the track, and they had like something you could drive through that was like all Christmassy.
Dude, okay. I need to check that.
They've had it. The new thing I know this year is they have at the Botanical Gardens, they have some big light kind of display. But I hear that like the line to get in goes way up University. You probably have to wait like, but it's a walk-through thing. You park and walk through the garden, but there's lights, and you walk through like tunnels and.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, no, that sounds cool too. I want to try that. I don't know if we'll get to do that. One year we went to Granbury. I want to go there again. If you ever get a chance to go to Granbury during Christmas, it's really cool because they have the square, and then right off the square they just have like this whole thing you can walk through, and it's got lights and. It's pretty and it's Christmassy and it feels like a small town.
Well, Granbury is, I'm trying to think of the last time I went out to Granbury for something. Granbury is a cool little town. But yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of like Denton on the square also.
I bet they have something cool going on out there. I think Weatherford might even have something kind of neat too.
Yeah. I don't ever head that far out west though.
My parents live in Weatherford. I like Granbury, just like you said. Granbury's a cool little town. I don't care for the people. I don't think I could live there. you know, it's just there's a lot of – we wouldn't get along, you know. So
backwards again.
Yeah, you know, it's just – it is. But it's I like the city. I like the square. I like the lake. I think they still have that movie theater that would go up there. You can go out to the drive-in just outside of town. I think still works and they still use. Granbury's cool. It's just they're, you know, still in the 1860s or whatever.
Well, see, that's what's funny about like small town Texas. Like I really like driving through those little old small towns that haven't changed in a long time. I love the buildings and stuff. The problem is, yeah, the mentality of the people has not changed.
It's not changed either, right? Like, all right, man, progress. Come on, we're moving forward. It's 2022. Yeah. Let's all be nice.
No. Yeah, like, can't we all just be cool? So, I watched Pulp Fiction last night. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
Three little Fonzies. Yeah. We're going to be cool.
Cool. Now, I'm pretty sure that you can buy your Confederate flags out there. I know you used to be able to go down 377, and about halfway there was a gas station that would have all the flags out there. And they had all the flag. Well, they didn't have a Nazi flag, but they had the Confederate flag, and they had any of your "Don't Tread on Me's" and all those kind of flags. Yeah. So
the the look at my bad ideas starter kit.
Right. I like it, man. Look, I know a lot of people don't, but I'm like, if you're going to be that person, fly your flag. I want to know who to avoid.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I want to know not to go to your house. You know, you're flying.
It makes my job easier.
Yeah, exactly. You're flying a Confederate flag. I'm probably like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be friends with that guy. And I'll just keep on going. It's cool. It's an easy filter.
Yeah, it is. Though I will say, and, you know, hopefully this doesn't get me canceled, I did used to do Civil War reenactments, and I was Confederate, so.
Man, whenever I was a kid, I thought the rebels were the coolest because I was from Texas, and they're the rebels, you know? And so I thought General Lee was a hero. I thought all that stuff. I did because I didn't know what it was about or whatever. When you get older, you're like, oh, we were the bad guys. Like, that kind of sucks.
Now you know how Germans feel.
Right.
Like, oh, right. That was us. Whoops.
Well, man, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Hopefully I'll see you at the show before Christmas.
That's my plan. I'm just waiting for something to happen. Because even earlier I was telling my wife, I really want to go to the show on the 23rd. And I was like, oh, we have to go to my parents' house on that night. I was like, dang it, I really wanted to go to that. And she's like, we're going to your parents' house on Saturday. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Friday. Good. I can go to this. My daughter, it depends on what time I get off work. I usually get off at 5, but I think we may be really slow, so I'm hoping I get to leave early. And then my daughter works till 4:30. I'm hoping she might get to leave a little bit early. But on my Google Maps, I think this place is like less than 5 miles from my house.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly where you live, but based on if you're that close to Lola's, yeah, you're not that far away at all.
Yeah, so
it's like just on the south side of downtown, and it's literally like 3 blocks from where Mass was.
Yeah, so it's like it'd be really close. Like I said, I'll be able to go, you know, and I should be able to be there to definitely see Mandy and you and Doc. But I really want to get there early enough to see Daryl as well. And so that's
I hope you do too, because I'm excited. He's doing half his set on piano and half on guitar.
Oh, nice.
Which I didn't even know he played piano until he said that. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet.
Oh, yeah, for a treat then. Oh, cool.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, right on, man. So
yeah.
On this show, I'm going to find, because I know he has a band called The Sellers. So I'm going to see if I can find one of his songs. He might even just have a new song out. I can't remember. I think I saw something. But
his new song is literally being mastered as we speak.
Okay, that's what it is. I got to read something about it.
Called I Spy.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look up his Bandcamp real quick. I'm at my computer. Because I would suggest a song for you if he still has...
Let's yeah, if see. You want, you yep. can send me the link to it.
I will. And yeah, so he still has the Daryl Sellers and the Turner song up. I might. He took down his album. Wait, no, he didn't. Yes, he still has Lost Years also. Lost Years was the album he did back in 2017 or 2018.
Okay. Very cool.
And, yes, you know what? I'm going to send you my favorite song from that album. You don't have to play it, but at least you can have that one and off of that album. And then that way you can look at his Bandcamp and see what all he's got going on.
Right on. Yeah. I'm going to play his, then I'm going to play one from Big Heaven, and then I'll play one of your songs, and then we'll have the interview. And then after the interview, I'm going to play Whiskey Christmas or Christmas Whiskey. From the Dramatics, and then I'm going to do a couple of other just Christmas songs, like local Christmas songs. I'm not sure which ones. I have a couple ideas. But yeah, so it's going to be like the...
I meant to write a Christmas song this year, and I didn't.
You should.
I mean, I guess it's not too late.
No, it's not too late. I'm really thinking about, for the next show, to just do no talking. I may have some of my little Funky Town podcast IDs or whatever dropped in here and there, but just all music, but it'll be all Christmas music, all independent, local, mostly Fort Worth, but at least Texas only. Cause I know I've got some Beaumonts, which are from Lubbock, and some people from Austin, or San Antonio, like, the Crayolas, But yeah, but put out like an hour or so, like an hour or so Christmas playlist that you could just play and like no talking, just one right after another.
That'll be good. I want to listen to that.
Yeah. So, and if you get one before, you know, if you make one in the next couple of days, send it over and I'll throw it in the mix.
don't tempt me. I will throw together a piece of shit so fast.
Well, I don't want a piece of shit. I think it should be good. I think you could do a good job though with it. Joking. I know.
That's the thing is every time I think about writing a Christmas song, I don't know what to write.
You don't have to write a Christmas song necessarily. You could always cover one.
That's true.
Get like one of the really old ones that there's like no copyright on it.
Ooh, I could do like Little Drummer Boy.
Mm-hmm. Or Green Sleeves or.
Oh, Green. See, but everyone's done Green Sleeves. Like I can't. I'm not going to top Reverend Horton Heat doing Green Sleeves.
Have they done Green Sleeves? I'm going to have to look that
up. I don't know that he's recorded it, but I've seen him live 3 times, and 2 of those 3 times they played Green Sleeves.
That's cool. That's cool. I've always liked that song. That's why I said that. I didn't know that it was that popular.
Yeah, they do it. They used so what they would do is in the middle of the Reverend Horton Heat show, he'd do a medley of covers. And like all 3 of the band members would pick a cover. He would do Green Sleeves, forget what the bass player picked, and then the drummer always picked Paranoid by Black Sabbath. So it was a pretty cool little mix.
And they had played it at the same time?
They like as a medley, so back to back.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
So it started off with Green Sleeves.
I understand that. I was imagining one guy playing Green Sleeves. On the guitar, then the other guy's playing like whatever Paranoid or whatever he's playing on the bass, and then the drummer's playing something completely different, but somehow it all mixes and like sounds good together. But it's like 3 songs being played at the same time, like a mashup.
That's what I need to work on. I can make Paranoid and Green Sleeves work together. Okay, now I have something to do with the rest of my night.
Okay, there you go. I did hear, so there was this, I'm going to play this song in here too. It'll be one of the Christmas songs. I just can't remember what it's called. It was in the DFW music group or whatever, and this guy shared his Christmas song. It's I think it's cool because it's got, part of it is the Christmas melody that you're familiar with, but as soon as you recognize it, it goes into his song, but he uses it as a hook. You know what I mean? So it's almost like he's like, you know, Christmas time is coming around and everybody's singing jingle bells, and then we're going all the way and jingle. It, you know what I'm saying? It kind of goes back and forth between his original thing and like this Christmas lick that I can't think of what it is now. It's really neat. I'll play that one on the show. I just found it last night. I think the guy just did it and released it. It was like Question Beggar or.
Oh, Question Beggar. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. I think it was.
Yeah. He's, I feel like I've seen him live at like Port David's Pub or something, but he's good. He's really good.
He's got a really neat Christmas song.
And he does his stuff in general is pretty good across the board. I recommend it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I need to check it out. He posted it, you know, hey, I got my new Christmas song out, and it was a video for it, and I was like, oh, it's a local guy, and I don't have this song yet, so let me go ahead and take a screenshot of it so I can remember to try to find it so I can add it to my list. And I was watching the video, and I was like, this is a really cool little song. It's so cool that I can't remember anything about it, but it was late last night, and I listened to it once. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
No. All right, man, dude, it was good to talk to you. And
yeah, likewise.
I look forward to seeing you soon. And yeah, I think we should really get together and hang out after the new year.
I agree. When it warms up and make the kids get off screens.
Yeah, we'll get about there running around and playing.
Yes, exactly. And give me, after we get off the phone, I'll send you that Daryl Sellers stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to post anything until Sunday, so you don't have to get into a hurry.
All right, cool.
All right.
I just want before I forget.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. That's the best way to do it. Just do it while it's on your mind.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, tell everybody else. Well, I just said tell you. Nobody in your family knows me. Like, tell everybody I said hey.
I will and tell send my love. Jeffrey Lord said hi.
You can tell them all that I said hey and tell them I said Merry Christmas.
I will. And if they give me a confused look, I'll go, you should just know.
Yeah. Say, if the Lord says Merry Christmas, then Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I got told by the Lord.
Yeah. It's kind of his holiday.
He came to me with a cell phone call.
Right. Kids be like, whoa.
They're gonna be like, man, Dad's really losing it.
Like, hey, I mean, I knew he talked to Santa on the phone, but now he's talking to the Lord. He's got everybody's phone number.
Exactly. All right, man. You have a good one.
You too, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Later, man.
All right, bye.
Christmas whiskey is pouring. Uncle Dave is in the corner snoring. The kids are on the stairs. What they're doing, no one cares. The Christmas whiskey is pouring. Santa knows where the alcohol goes. That's why he's got such a big red nose. Looking for eggnog. Tripped on the fire log. Now we all watch as the fire grows. Drink! Cards. Someone give them a phone and somebody get that phone before they call in the National Guard. Christmas whiskey is flowing and all our reflexes are slowing. No one gives a darn, the horse just left the barn. The Christmas whiskey is flowing. Drink! Ignite their Yule with a heart.
gospel. Welcome in, welcome in. No more North Pole toys from the sack. All God's children are on your knees. You don't have to get them anything for Christmas. You don't have to get them anything for Christmas. You don't have to get them anything for Christmas. Give love in some. Strike like that. Turn the Yuletide round like this. You don't have to get them anything for Christmas. You don't have to get them anything for Christmas. You don't have to get them anything for Christmas. Give love in some forgiveness.
Season long, just like your Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas from the Funky Town Podcast.
Your favorite Fort Worth podcast.
I'm alone, so I'm tracking it up. Lost all direction, I'm stuck on a theme. American holiday, red, white, and green.
This track lost its whimsy. I'm sliding down your chimney. My North Pole stays so cold. Slim Santa call three hoes. Guard my scotch like my rug, though. My sweater game on Uggo. My day job drink eggnog. No cocoa in my mug, no. My plug with the safe, yeah. Keep the tree lit, though. Hey, whip game on sleigh. Woo! See the whole city though. Ah, white boy silly, silly. Nutcracker crunk, hung like a stocking.
What?
White elephant trunk.
I'm sorry guys, that's,
damn it.
That's the last Christmas pun, I promise.
You sure?
That's the last Christmas pun? I doubt it.
Y'all 2019?
Yes.
2019's nothing but winning.
Yeah.
This is the first of many, no L's.
I'm never gonna live this year now.
Okay, seriously, that was the last pun.
I got a whole verse of Christmas puns.
Jesus, Juma, help me out here. It's Juma.
Christmas is over. Wonderful Christmas. Out of state date. Under the mistletoe peppermint cake. Jingle my bell. Tour bus. Paid of course. Make it rain on my reindeer. Dasher impressive. Vanilla and chocolate. Rudolph be them northern lights. Boys would take my pine cones. Little mama doses rhinestones. Moonwalking through these time zones. Pocket full of stones. Boy, I got pocket full of coal. That's the last Christmas pun. Merry Christmas.
I'm glad I went first.